kids are frightened, tell them not to be afraid. But don't let them touch your face. Don't let them touch your face.
If Randy Newman is writing and producing new music about COVID-19, you know that life has changed quite a bit. Jobs have been lost or diminished. Our daily lives are different. If you're like me, you've relied on artists to keep you going during this time, to entertain, to make you think, whether it's music or movies or TV or books or visual arts or even theater arts. We've talked with the folks at the Grand Rapids Player about their changes due to COVID-19 and a new take on the summer theater camp for kids. We've talked about with a lot of musicians about how they are changing what they do. People like Duluth's Galen Lee doing online regular concerts. But what about local theater? Brainerd's always had a thriving theater scene, and they too have gotten creative. Director Amy Borash joins us now to tell us about some of the upcoming outside, physically distanced theater productions coming up, both Shaboom and The Marvelous Wonderettes. Hi, Amy. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So before we talk about these two productions, I suspect you two have been relying on the artists in our lives to keep you going during this pandemic.
Oh, my gosh. So much. God bless Hamilton and Lin-Manuel Miranda, because that was a saving grace. Although even prior to that, you know, all of the artists that put forth, you know, COVID quarantine routines and songs and productions and fundraisers and all of that, it's been a blessing to have them.
So what has it meant to you personally? How has your life changed in the work you do in the arts since this pandemic hit?
It's just a lot of questions, a lot of up in the air stuff, a lot of we hope to see it come back, but we don't know when. We don't know, you know, for sure. Like right now, we're in the middle of rehearsing two full-scale musicals, and we're hoping that we get to go on stage. But, you know, I think the one thing COVID has taught us is tomorrow's not really promised. So if the dials get turned back and we all go back on lockdown in the next 3 weeks, that changes everything. So that's been the hardest part, is just knowing that, you know, we're going into this with the hopes that we'll be able to perform it, with the hopes that people will be able to come and enjoy it, but just not really knowing, not, you know, and having to make contingency plans for what if we can't do this in front of a live audience? How will we live stream this? What if we can't all be in the same room? Will we be able to do this via Zoom? CLC did do one production fully Zoomed with the performers each at their own home, and they each had a green screen, and you know they were able to pull it together. But with a musical, it's a little different vehicle. So it's a lot of unknowns, and that's been hard.
Amy, this is John Bauer. It's interesting because musicians now are doing that. They're doing a lot of Zoom stuff, and basically they get no response, you know, so that's kind of difficult. Tell us about those upcoming productions that at least you're working on and hopefully are going to have.
Yeah, so they're actually two small-scale musicals. I mean, they're full musicals, but they're smaller cast musicals. When we went back into when we went into meetings in probably early April, we were trying to decide how we were going to save our theater program for summer, and you know, just not doing anything just didn't feel like an option. We felt like we had to do something. So we had been slated to do a large musical in the summer, and we shelved that, and I started searching for small cast musicals and came across several, but Marvelous Wonderettes stood out to me because it's great for this area, the genre of music that it uses, all 50s and 60s tunes, is good for the demographics of the Brainerd Lakes area and just good in general for family audiences. The downside was it was all female cast, and that meant that there was completely excluding guys from being able to do theater in the summer. And that kind of, as much as I love doing an all female show, I was kind of sad for the men who really, really wanted to be able to partake in the arts. So I started looking around a little more, and I actually initially thought maybe Forever Plaid would be a good companion musical to a female musical because it's four men. And then my co-director, Travis Chaput, who's in Brainerd here, he mentioned Shaboom, the musical, and after researching a little bit, we discovered that both The Marvelous Wonderettes and Shaboom are written by the same author, and the stories intertwine even a little bit. They intersect. Some of the characters from Shaboom are friends with or in contact with the characters from Marvelous Wonderettes, so it really just was like a perfect mix, and both casts are small. Shaboom has five people, four men and one woman, and Marvelous Wonderettes has four women. So we were able to rehearse both of those shows simultaneously in different rooms in the college with some pretty stringent protocol in place. And we're going to perform them a week apart.
It's Amy Borash, we're hearing more about the Brainerd Community Theater, how they're changing up what they would normally be doing. So let's talk about safety. How are you keeping your cast and yourself safe? And then how about the people who come to it?
Okay, so the cast thing, when we had kids audition for these musicals and people audition, one of the first things we said and made clear was that if they got cast, they would have to agree to keep their social circles. Aside from work, their social circles needed to just really include other cast members and not much else. You know, their family, obviously, if they're living at home. But so they all agreed to that. And then we have a pretty long health protocol checklist full of questions that each cast member has to answer prior to coming into the building or just as they enter the building. We have a table set up right at the door, and they're not allowed to come in if they've got any of the symptoms, fatigue, stomach ache, headache, sore throat, cough, any of those, shortness of breath. If they say yes to any of those questions, they have to go home for the night and stay gone until they're symptom-free. We take their temperature every night. We have face shields and face masks. They can wear either the shield or the face mask. We've been kind of hopping back and forth between each of them. Face masks are very, very hot, but face shields make it hard to hear sometimes, so it's been kind of an exercise in trying to figure out which is the best fit for each person. We have to sanitize after each rehearsal, so anything that they've touched, any area that they've been in, we have disinfectant wipes that we have to wipe everything down with. When we first started, we all had to come in one door and exit the other, but now that we've been in rehearsals a month and we know that we're all kind of each other's social contact, we're able to, you know, we're able to sanitize enough and social distance enough that we can go out the door that we came in. So that's been kind of nice to not have to do all of the revolving around the theater from door to door. But we all only use one bathroom because it's the only bathroom in the college that gets sanitized on a regular basis by the janitorial staff. So there's a lot of protocols. We have to kind of stagger if we're going to use the restroom, that sort of thing. So it's been interesting. It's starting to feel a lot more like common now. It doesn't feel as odd, but in the beginning it was a lot of like, oh gosh, should we do this? Oh, we can't do that. But now it's feeling sort of normal for us.
Go ahead. No, before we get to how the audience can be safe as they hopefully will be able to watch this, is it worth it from your point of view? I mean, that's a lot that you have to do differently, but
honestly, it's 100% worth it.
Huh.
You know, everybody that signed up for this, myself included, when we went into this, we didn't know what the budget would be because, you know, obviously everybody's been hit hard financially by COVID, and the theater department is no exception. So we didn't really know whether we were going to have a budget. And, you know, both Travis and I told Patrick, the producer, like, we'll do this for free if we can just do it. We just need the interaction. There's something about the arts that feeds my soul specifically, and I think I can say that for most of the cast and you know, anybody else that has been involved in us in putting this production together, that just the process itself is so rewarding that, yeah, it's 100% worth it. I didn't even I didn't even care if I got paid. I mean, he is generously paying us, but it would have been fine to not, you know. I hope that we actually are able to make back the cost of the shows so that the college won't. I would love to make a profit, but I'll settle for breaking even.
Yeah, how's
so it's been worth it.
How is the audience going to be safe?
So we are performing. We have built an outdoor stage. It was one of the concessions. We decided that if we could do anything from an audience perspective, even if audiences were going to be allowed indoors, and in April we had no idea, we felt that a lot of people wouldn't be comfortable with that, you know, coming in and sitting next to strangers and all of that in a closed room. So we have built an outdoor stage on CLC grounds. There's a pretty large lawn area. We will be marking off sections. I don't know how, I think they're probably going to paint boxes on the grass, you know, like use like what they use for football fields and stuff to mark the football field. I think they plan on painting boxes on the lawn. People will pay at the door. There will be hand sanitation stations as they enter. People will be asked to use those. We are recommending and suggesting that everybody wear a mask. I mean, it's obviously not mandated for outdoors, and it's not mandated in the Brainerd Lakes area as of yet, but we're hoping that people will comply with that or, you know, consider their neighbor when they come and they'll just throw the mask on. The audience is going to be 15 feet back from the stage so that our performers singing and moving around and speaking freely on the stage in an outdoor setting, 15 feet should be ample to prevent spread of aerosol droplets. There will be outdoor restroom, like facility type things, you know, like what you see at fairs or whatever, which will also be, we'll have hand sanitation stuff there. And so we're doing the best we can, and we just hope that the audience will, you know, take care to take their own precautions and, you know, keep distance. We're also asking that children under 12 don't come to the performance. Once they get young, it's under 12, it's hard to keep them in a spot, you know. I don't think that that's required, but I think that we're suggesting that 12 and older be audience attendees just to prevent little kids from running around and getting into other people's bubble, so to speak.
So, Amy, thanks for your passion. Like Heidi said, this is so much work, more work than you're used to put on a production like this. You should be congratulated whether it happens or not. I hope it happens, of course.
I hope it happens, too, and I hope that it happens in the closest to conventional manner as possible. I hope we get to see real people in the audience, but if we don't, we've got plans to potentially do it inside and stream it.
So Shaboom is July 20th through the 23rd, 6:30 p.m. nightly on the South Lawn of the Brainerd campus of Central Lakes College. When is Wonderful Marvelettes?
Wondrous Marvelettes will be August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, I believe, is the dates for that. It's like a Monday through Thursday. And then in the event of rain, there's a week between Shaboom and the Marvelous Wonderettes, where if Shaboom gets rained out, any of those performance nights, we'll be adding performances sometime in that week between the two shows. And Marvelous Wonderettes, if they get rained out in any of their Monday through Thursday performances, we're hoping to add in over the weekend.
Sounds great. Amy, thanks so much for talking with us today. We wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. That's Amy Borash. You can find out more information about Brainerd Community Theater and their productions of two small-casted, very safe musicals, Shaboom and the Wondrous Marvelettes, with great music and young people still getting to participate in the arts. Call us for more information, 800-662-5799.